This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 16th. God's word to you today is done versus do. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 2 verse 20 from the King James Version, and it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ Jesus liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The better life that Jesus offers is a life not only filled with meaning, it is a life that is freed by grace. What is grace? I like to use an equation for grace, and it is grace equals favor plus mercy. A life freed, set free by grace, is a life freed by favor and mercy. A life that is not entrapped or enslaved. Favor is getting what you do not deserve. Favor is not fair, because if it is fair, then it is not favor. Favor is when you get something you do not deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Grace is favor plus mercy. When favor collides with mercy, the result is grace. I pray that the grace of God will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of us actually deserve to be slapped, but mercy said no. We will not give her what she deserves. We deserve a big knock on the head, but mercy said no. Some of us do not deserve a promotion, but favor says yes. We are going to promote him even though he does not deserve it, but we are going to promote him anyway. The way grace works is grace gives glory to the lazy. Grace gives victory to the weak. He's not even the smartest, but his business is doing great. She is not even qualified, yet she is the one that is getting the promotions. God wants to fill our lives and set our lives free with his grace, which is favor and mercy. The religious teaching from all the religions of the world can be summed up in one word, and that word is do. You have to do this and do that before you can be acceptable to God. You have to pray at this time, pray X number of times a day, then God will smile on you. Another religion says, in addition to doing that, you have to also do this. But guess what? Jesus came and changed the game. Being a Christian is not a religion. Being a Christian is summed up in one word, and that word is done. It is finished. That is what happened on the cross. Done. When it comes to being accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus Christ, done. When it comes to being forgiven, done. When it comes to being favored, done. When it comes to being shown mercy, done. You are either operating from do or you're operating from done. If you're operating from do, you'll feel you need to strive to attain X before heaven can release Y. My brother, my sister, it is finished, done. What we do because we have been empowered, because it is done. By the grace of God, I'm able to pray for long hours because it is done. I have access to the holiest, and I'm able to worship and stay with God because it is done. I do not try to pray for hours so that God can smile on me. That would be operating from the do's. I stand tall, not on the authority of my do's, my prayers, but on the authority of the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. It is done. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful,
O God. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.